have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. How y'all? It's Monday again. And you can get involved by calling 888-77-5373, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, I have a brand new one, and we'll get to that in a minute. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and doing whatever it is you're doing, and you just got to run around because we are heard around the world Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time. Different time zone for different folks. And so if you got to run around, but you would love to still listen to the show as it is happening, podcast, and then listen on your phone. You can listen on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, or Bond JLP Cash App, Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday, as I said, and rainy days and Mondays always build me up. What now? And because we love the ladies, Mondays is and will always be Female Monday.
Donald J. Trump is now President of the United States.
I get angry, I guess, when you mention that someone should have a children.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
I'm speaking.
If someone's crying, they're hurting, it is over.
I didn't even put you on the hot seat yet. When she's crying, she's lying. Amazing. Amazing. What a spiritual battle. And it's more than your mind can understand. Or will understand, cannot understand the depths of really what the spiritual battle is all about. So last week, biblical question, have you ever been angry at your mother for the way she treated your father? Last week, biblical question, have you ever been angry at your mother for the way she treated your father? And I ask that question because all the time I hear men and women, boys and girls, mad at the daddy for the way he treated the mother, and rarely, sometimes I hear it now, but rarely do I hear you're angry at the mother for the way she treated the father. And so I really ask that question to encourage people, those who want to overcome your hell, to examine yourself, to know yourself, so you can get an understanding of what's going on. And don't forget to be present. Be present. And these questions are put there for you to be present. And so I asked that, and we got some responses yesterday at the fellowship. Amazing fellowship, by the way. I'm not, because it has nothing to do with me, no bragging at all, just appreciation. The fellowship was amazing, a gift from God. If you were not there, be sure to podcast if you want freedom for yourself. You can podcast by going to rebuildingtheman.com/church. rebuildingtheman.com/church. It was amazing. It was a gift from God. I couldn't believe it. But I've always, for the last 36 years, have had great appreciation for the fellowships. Sunday fellowship, men fellowships on for men only on the first Thursday of the month, women only on the third Thursday of the month, and counseling. I've always, because I'm always learning, always. So check it out, rebuildingtheman.com/church. And I have a brand new biblical question for this week. All I got to say is, oh, Lord, not yours, Lord, but an amazing biblical question for those men and women who want to be free. And you can be free if you want it. The life you have it because that's what you want. You have your misery because you want your misery. Who will I be if I didn't have misery? If I didn't have worry, doubt, insecurity, suicidal thoughts, stress, anger, resentment? Who will I be if I gave up all thinking? You say. So you have the life you want. Who will I be if I didn't worship Mother Mary or the saints? They say they make people to saints, and because the preachers say that's a saint, the father would believe that it's a real saint. Well, I'm not laughing. That's what you want. That's the life you want. Amazing, the brand new biblical question. It's amazing to me that somebody can tell you that that person is a saint and you believe it because they said it. And you start calling that person a saint and then you pray to them. You know something wrong upstairs. The lights are on, but nobody is home. What the? I'm just saying. Brand new biblical question. Jesus said to deny yourself. Jesus said to deny yourself. What does that mean? What does it mean to deny yourself? This is so profound. If Jesus was here in person, I would shake his hand. I would give him a fist bump. And I would say, that's amazing, Jesus. What the? To deny yourself. That's the biblical question for this week. Women's Forum this Thursday night, if this coming Thursday, the third Thursday of the month. That's amazing. It's the third Thursday of the month coming up. This Thursday at 7 p.m. Let me go to the first time caller, Rachel, out of Louisiana. Rachel, you are on the air. Hey, Rachel.
Hello.
You are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you?
All this well, Rachel.
I have a lot of questions for you, Jesse.
Okay.
My husband and I, he's been listening longer than I have, and he kind of woke up to your message. He very much told me how the cow ate the cabbage and said either get with it or pretty much go. And that was a full 8-hour long phone conversation in the middle of a work day. So it was a big decision I had to make, but you know, obviously I listened to him.
He told you that you have to get with it or go?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah, he did.
Meaning that leave him?
He didn't have to give me the specifics. I kind of got the message of, I need to listen to my husband.
Go ahead.
There wasn't anything for me there. So him and I were very much children of Satan when we entered the marriage.
Yeah.
You know, he woke up first, and then I saw his lead and followed. But were we able to see that we were evil? Why were we afforded that opportunity to see that in ourselves, to be able to wake up?
So you see for yourself that there's evil in you?
Oh, yes.
Well, the reason you're able to see it, because you wanted to see it. And God only bring the light to those who want to see. So that's why you see it. Because most men and women do not see that they're evil. They see themselves as being good, but it's really evil. So you see it because you wanted to see it, and you invited the light to show you.
Is that just a God-given want? How was I given that desire to see it?
Because you wanted it.
Okay. We grew up Bible thumping in the church. We did all the right things. Why don't they see it? I don't understand how because they act like they want it.
Okay, yeah, but when you were Bible thumping in church, you were not doing anything right.
No, we weren't.
Doing all the right thing, but you were not. And you want to know why the Bible thumpers at your church don't see it, but you see it, right? Is that your question?
Well, we don't belong to thumping church anymore. I'm just speaking of the general population.
The Christian population don't want to see it. If they wanted to see it, they would see it. They don't want to see it because they have been caught up with religion, and they have been deceived to believe that they have it, because they're into religion, so they're getting what they want. They don't want the truth. They just want an ego feeling and call it the truth. So that's why they don't want to see it either. They have the life that they want.
Okay, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, they don't want to see it, because if they wanted to see it, they would do what you and your husband have done, and to get to know them yourself and admit that you're evil, and then go and forgive and be free. But they don't want that. Who would they be if they forgave and they were not able to judge and hate other people? They don't want to love. They want to hate and pretend that they love.
Yeah, it certainly seems all sunshines and rainbows when you're in it.
Right, but it's just darkness and hell.
Yeah. Another thing I have is the more aware and awake I become, there's just demons coming out of everywhere. Every little nook and cranny of me, I can see them coming to the surface. And, I mean, obviously don't judge them, but what do I do with that? I see them come out of me, and I see them, you know, be expressed onto my children. When I'm in that moment, how do I handle that?
Relax and be aware of it. And do nothing about it. Don't react to it, to them. Don't call them you. Don't argue with them. Don't fight with them. And when you do that, you allow the spirit of the truth, the spirit of the light, to fight the darkness for you. And he will take all the darkness away from your mind. and you'll be fine. Don't yell at the children. Don't yell at yourself. Don't yell at your husband. They want you to overreact so that they can stay alive inside of you and give you a false feeling that it's you. And it's really not you. They're just thoughts. That's all it is, demons. And the fact that you can see them, be glad to see them, but do nothing about it. You want to see the darkness. And you will see that the darkness has no power, no nothing. It is an illusion. So be glad to see it, but do nothing about it.
Okay. I guess I'm just not that strong of a woman yet, because it's still, there's definitely times that I see it coming up. I hear it. I hear myself, you know, yelling at the children, yelling at my husband. And like, it's almost like the demon knows it's starving and it has to feed itself in a way by me acting out like this.
Yes. So what I recommend you do is when you catch yourself for now, when you catch yourself yelling at your children or at your husband, stop in the middle of it. Listen,
and just go, Mama lost her mind for a minute. How do I, like, practically handle that with the children? Of your mama's acting crazy.
Do they tell you that?
No, but I can see it, especially on my oldest boy's face. He's 9 years old, so he somewhat sees Mama's acting stupid.
So, again, when you catch yourself, because you've been living in your imagination all of your life and you've been calling it you, so you really think that it's you that is angry, it's you that is feeling that way, but it's not you. So for now, try not to do it. Resist the devil as much as possible. But let's say you caught up in a thought, emotions are there because you didn't catch the thought in time, and you're yelling at the kids. Just stop in the middle of the yelling. Just stop. And then shock the devil by stopping right in the middle of it. And then, hey, kids, I'm sorry about it. I'm wrong. I'm sorry. And just move on with your life. But do not judge yourself for doing it. Because if you judge yourself, let's say you say, oh, I'm so stupid. I keep yelling at the children. I'm so crazy. I keep getting angry about nothing with my husband and everyone. If you judge yourself, you're setting yourself up to do it again. Because there is no you to judge. There is no self. You're judging a false self, and that's vanity, that's ego. And stop being so vain. Don't judge yourself. There's no one to judge. There's no one there to get mad at all. But because you have the false identity, you think that you are getting mad at you because you did some stupid stuff, but you didn't do it. That's an image, a false image. It's not even real.
That's all the not me.
Yeah, absolutely. You're not your thoughts. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. You're not your body. You're not your emotions. Those emotions are not you. I know you feel them in your body, but you're not the emotions and you're not the body.
Okay. So, I'm still working on answering that question of who are you. I don't have that one figured out, but I do for certain know the not me. I know there's lots of little not me's, and it seems more and more pop up.
When you stop, when you see who you're not your thoughts, you're not your past, you're not your future, you're not your emotions, you're not your body, you're not your color, you're not your femaleness, you're none of those things. When you see who you're not, who you are will appear and will be without question.
Okay. All right. Going along with the kids.
How old are the kids?
Obviously, I know. We have a 9, 7, 5, 2, and 1-year-old. So they're back to back.
Right on.
Yeah. Obviously, I know they're going to have to forgive me one day, and I don't want to be like, you know, you got to forgive your mama one day. Are they just going to recognize that on their own if they see it? Obviously, they hear us listen to you, so they hear it, you know, on church and radio shows, but that's not my place to tell them, I feel like.
You can say to them, you know, like, again, try not to yell at them or be all emotional with them. And if you do find yourself happening, see it happening, stop in the middle and say, hey, I'm sorry, kids. And then tell them, don't be mad, you know, speak up to me, but don't get angry. Because you don't want to become like this. And then you don't want to become like me. And but you don't even have to say that all the time. You just stop doing what you're doing. And because they're kids, they will forgive you. They're young enough to forgive, but if you keep apologizing and doing it over and over again, they will get to a point where they will not forgive you. And then maybe once they become an adult responsible for themselves, they may forgive you. Most people don't forgive when they become adults. They get worse.
Mm-hmm.
Only a few really do self-examination, and then they forgive. So, but you can't do anything about that. Once they become adult, they are on their own. You're no longer responsible for their spiritual life or any life at all, really.
Right.
But you try as much as possible to resist the devil by yelling at them or yourself or anyone.
Okay.
By not doing that.
Okay. I don't want to keep you all day. I could talk to you question after question. But I do have one more thing. I have a mama who's terminally ill. And, you know, I've told her, you're not your body, Mom. But basically, what do I say to a woman who's dying?
Have you forgiven her for what she's done to you?
Oh, yes.
You told her?
My mother and my father. Yes, I did.
What did you say to her?
I basically told her, Mom, you know, I know that you had trouble with your mother growing up. I don't know the details of what happened, but I know that you didn't have a good example of how to be a mother. My father didn't lead you as the husband should. And I forgive you for, you know, you messed me up. I'm seeing it come out in my children, what I do with them. There's just repeated cycles of what I grew up with.
Yeah. What'd she say?
She got a little bit of boo-hooing, but I could see that she... No, she's definitely not. She's not a dramatic woman, so I didn't think that it would be an argument or anything. But I could see that she was a little hurt, but she accepted it.
Amazing. And so your question about her now is what?
I mean, I know you say just find the life insurance papers, but is there...
Did you look in the kitchen drawer right next to the silverware and find the license insurance paper?
Oh, no, she's far too organized for that. It's going to be in a labeled folder somewhere in a briefcase or a file cabinet.
All right. Well, your question about it is what?
I just don't really know what to say to her, how to handle her. You know, anything I say I feel like comes across as kind of just brash and rude, you know.
What do you say to her now?
I told her that she's not her body, and you know, her body can be healed. And even if you drop this body, you know, right here, right now, it doesn't matter. You know, if you're one with the spirit, then this is just your body.
And what did she say to that? What was her response?
She just nodded. She didn't really give me any feedback on that.
And so how do you know she's dying?
She has a brain tumor.
Oh, I see. And your question is what?
I don't know. I guess just how do I want to be there for her? I know you say you don't have to go and, like, you know, help your family, your parents, but there's a part of me that wants to be there for her during that process.
And why?
I don't know, Jesse. I've thought about that, and I think it's just a comforting nature of a woman. I'm not really sure why. I know I want to be there. I don't mind.
What does that mean, a comforting nature of the woman? What does that mean?
I don't know. I know my children are comforted by, you know, mama more than daddy. I don't know if it's the softness.
That's the problem. You are a comforter to everybody. and you're getting a thrill from being a comforter, the comfort of a woman. That's what destroys Maybe. Everybody.
So you're saying just let her die up there alone? See, that's so, like, that comes across so rude and mean to, you know, everybody else, but it's just, it's real talk. It's talking.
If you want to go visit and help, why don't you do it without trying to be a comforter or anything? Or you're not doing it out of obligation. You're not doing it out of guilt. You just want to go and do something, go home. But why do you have to have a meaning to it?
I don't know. Maybe just wanting to help. And also, she's literally right up the road from us, you know, less than a mile drive. So it's not like I'm having to go somewhere.
There's nothing wrong for going by and lending a hand if you want to. But if you're doing it out of a sense of obligation or of love or feelings and all that, that's the wrong reason. But if you do it just because, you know what, that's your mother, you want to go there and wash the dishes or something, go and do it, but don't do it for a thrill. You're not a comforter. The Holy Spirit is our comforter, not a person, place, or thing. Stop trying to be a comforter.
Well, that might help me more than just with her.
That's the problem with women. They always want to be, they're so insecure. They always try to find something to make themselves feel secure, and it only destroys whatever they put their hands on, because it's all about their prideful ego self, vanity self, rather than real love. Can't you do it out of real love? You just want to go and do something without trying to be a comforter or whatever?
Yeah, I don't think it is. I don't think it's out of obligation. Honestly, I'm far too busy to just go up there and do the dishes just out of obligation with 5 kids here, and I homeschool them as well. So anything
so if
that
you
I
could
would
do
be,
it, if you could do it without ego feelings, without vanity, mm-hmm. there's nothing wrong with that.
Okay. And then also, I know there's going to come a time, I'm the only one of my siblings that is, you know, based at home here, where it's just going to naturally kind of fall on me to take care of the things that come with death.
What do you mean, to have a funeral and everything?
Yeah, just make arrangements and then, you know, dealing with her husband, which is my stepfather. Can I just, like, tell my brothers, I don't want to do this. Y'all need to step up and help equally, even though you're not.
Why can't your husband
handle
this?
I'm sure he will, but I would think, knowing my mother, that there's some separation between those two as far as their finances and paperwork stuff of it.
There's separation to find out between she and her husband?
I don't know their personal business, but I would think that there's going to be paperwork and arrangements to be made that have to be kept within her side of the family. We're very much a blended, all sorts family in here. I would think that it's going to come to me and my brothers to do some of the stuff.
But why would you think that?
I guess it's just assumption. I don't know.
Hold on. Can you hold for a minute? Let me take a break. 888-77-JESSE. Quick break. Back in a moment.
Hey, listen, before I ask my question, I want to thank you so much. The silent prayer, you know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces, like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Turner. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and His love. It's going to be amazing, man. Okay, welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. Quick announcement. As I said earlier, the Women's Forum is this Thursday night at 7 p.m. And the ladies are on fire. They're on their way up. They're way up to the 50th floor, all the way from the basement. Amazing. So come on down. The Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. We will be having a meeting. And then the Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake, H-A-K-E report.com. And the Hake Report is on fire. He white. He's on fire. It's so interesting. I had, over the weekend, I had to make, just listen and listen. It was so interesting. So the Hake, H-A-K-E report.com. And after that, the American Acre, baby, flying high off of natural energy. And he is not afraid of no ghost. Nothing but the truth coming from him as well. The American Acre, baby, real energy. Check it out. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go back to Rachel, a first-time caller out of Louisiana. Hey, Rachel?
Yes.
So you want to know what should you do about when and if your mother expire, heading to the funeral and stuff like that?
Yeah, I mean, I can handle the logistics of it, but you know how the arrangements usually fall on one child, the most responsible child, the one who's closest to home, and that's all me.
Right.
But I don't feel like that's necessarily just my place. As you know,
it's not. Why you won't let her husband handle all that? She's married. Why are you getting involved?
I don't know. I guess it's the mama thing.
It is. Did your mother ask you to handle it?
No.
So why are you even thinking about that?
I guess because I'm living in the future. I'm not here right now.
Right. You're thinking about something that has nothing to do with you. And if your mother didn't ask you to handle that, she has a husband, you need to back off.
Okay.
What do you think about that?
No, I like that answer. I can just see the time coming when the husband is somewhat distraught. He's not...
But how
he's
do you know
outside.
What he's going to be like? That's not happened yet. How do you know?
I don't. You're right. I don't know.
So why don't you come out of your head and stop tripping on everything? You're thinking about something about the past and the future, and you're missing life right now.
Yes, you're very right. That's that's the recurrent theme in a lot of my life, is thinking about the future.
That's how,
or the past, even.
That's how all the children of the devil live. They're only living in a past or a future, which is an illusion. They refuse to live in the present with God. They love evil. You're thinking about things that doesn't even exist. And you're trying to figure out, how I'm going to do this, how I'm going to do that, and it doesn't even exist, rather than waiting to see and deal with it as and if it happens. But not even thinking about tomorrow at all.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I'm working on it, Jesse. Definitely working on the staying present. And that brings me to another question of being a stay-at-home mom with, you know, five kids running around homeschool all day long. They're around me. When they were younger, I was able to kind of stay more, like, present with the quietness of, you know, smaller children throughout the day. Like you say, stay present, you know, pray throughout your regular day. But as it gets, you know, just older children, louder, more children, I'm struggling with, like, staying in prayer throughout the day, like finding those little pockets of quiet to be able to get into that prayer.
And what's your question about that? What's your question about that?
I don't know, Jesse. That's something I've noticed is there's not a whole lot of stay-at-home mama listeners that I hear on church or the radio with a bunch of kids, and I'm looking for some practical advice from other mamas.
The practical advice is to stay out of your head and just live. If you just stayed away from thinking, except practical thought, making breakfast, lunch, and dinner, teaching the children how to read or write, if you just stayed out of your head, you don't need to hear other women saying that. The light will shine in you, and the light will show you. But you won't stay present with the truth. You keep drifting off into your head, hoping for something else.
So you're saying throughout those tasks throughout the day of caring for children, you know, every minute of the day is pretty much devoted to something for them. That's being in prayer when I'm just doing that and doing that alone?
When you're aware of where you are and what you're doing, you are present with God.
Okay.
Do you do the silent prayer?
No, I see what you're saying.
What am
I
saying?
Yes, I do the silent prayer.
Okay, what am I saying?
That when you're doing all those other things throughout the day, and it's while you're thinking, that's the issue. That's the not staying present and being aware.
Absolutely. Be aware that you're washing dishes. Be aware that you're teaching math. Be aware you're making breakfast. Be aware you're telling the children, go sit down, be quiet. Be aware of everything.
Okay. I mean, there's certainly, if you get that. There's certainly times that I do that, but then it feels like I'm not, I feels like I'm not with God. It feels like I'm just doing these tasks.
Being with God is not a feeling. If you're feeling, then you're not with God.
That's a thought. That's another thought.
Yep.
Oh, man. Sometimes, Jesse, I just shake my own head at myself.
I don't blame you. I understand. I'd be like, what the?
Yeah.
And listen, don't make being present or anything a big deal. Just live without making anything a big deal. Nothing is a big deal.
Okay.
And when you sit and talk to your husband about these things, what does he say?
He explains it like you do, Jesse. He definitely has a way of, I guess, dumbing it down for me to put it into my own thinking, just because he's been with me so long. But he tells me the same thing, and he told me to call you.
Okay.
I was shaking in my boots to call you, but he told me to do it, so...
Well, just relax and let all those thoughts pass, and just know all thoughts are all lies all the time, and do nothing about a thought when it comes. And if you caught up with one, it was only because you didn't see it and it fell into the emotion. Just realize, wow, I'm emotional. I'm into a thought. And relax and let it pass. Go on about your day. Keep it simple.
Okay.
Amazing, huh?
It is. It really is fun waking up. It's some days are more difficult, but it really is overall fun.
If you didn't fight with it, it wouldn't be difficult at all.
It's my own fault.
If you're just aware that you're not your thoughts, you're not your body, you're not your emotions, and when they come, just let them pass. You'll be fine. And if you stay with this, though, you'll get to that point. Don't worry. You will get to the point where you know it's just a thought, and then all thinking will disappear. So don't worry. Don't give up. It is working. You just stay with it.
Okay.
And as far as your mother, don't worry about her business. If she just ask you to help with the funeral thing, and if you need help, you can ask your brothers or her husband. But don't think about that now.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Any other question?
My husband wants me to ask if you can record the if poem.
I think we did already.
Oh, okay. I'll tell him. Yeah. Thank you.
So let me ask you one question before we leave. And then I got a bunch of calls. I got to go. Mm-hmm. I can't play no more. I got to go in the house. I can't play no more. I want you to respond to this. All self-concern will keep me out of the kingdom. All self-concerns will keep me out of the kingdom. Respond to that.
You're not going to like it, but yes, I heard your church yesterday and people agreeing with it. Are we talking about the me self or the not me self with that question?
All self-concern will keep me out of the kingdom. What do you think about that? What do you say about that? What does that mean to you when you hear it?
I see it as any thoughts you have, regardless of what they are, you're not present with God.
Okay. Amazing. Well, you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Do not give up. God is with you. It is working. And just practice being aware of those thoughts. Do nothing about them. And go and do your daily duties and just let life happen. And it will get easier and easier, and you'll become, it will be made clearer and clearer, and you'll become free.
Okay, Jesse, thank you.
All right. Good to talk to you, Rachel.
All right, bye.
Bye now. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Ohio and talk to Selena. Selena. Selena.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Selena.
How are you?
All is well.
That is good. Wow. This is how it works. I didn't know how it works. I'm a first-time caller.
I've
been listening to you for a year, yeah.
Okay.
And, my question was about forgiveness of the mother and the father. I had forgiven my mother maybe a week ago, but I didn't know if I had did that right. But I didn't know if I needed to start, you know, a little bit of a story to get you to, I guess, get a little glimpse of where, you know, I'm coming from, the question that I'm asking as far as forgiveness for the mother and father.
And your question for me is what?
Well, I apologize to her, and I don't even know if I did it right. I mean, I'm not having any issues or any problem. I'm happy and everything like that, but it took me, you know, I've never been angry with her or anything like that, but I don't speak to her because I can't handle her. So I don't know if I was to even forgive her for that, because I didn't even know what to really say to her when I did apologize to her. So I don't even know if I did it right, or is it even a right way to do it?
And what did you say to her? when you went to her?
Well, I didn't go to her. I haven't seen her. I haven't spoken or seen her in 3 or 4 years. She lives in Akron, Ohio, and I'm in Cleveland, Ohio. But I called her over the phone.
And what did you say to her on the phone?
And she answered. And I said, "Hey, Mom, oh, a long time, you know, I haven't heard from you. Okay, it's good to hear." And I said, yes. And I said, "Mom, I just wanted to call, you know, I just want to be brief because I'm taking a break from work real quick. And I just wanted to call and tell you that, you know, I apologize for hating you for not being a good mother and neglecting me. And I forgive you. And I understand, you know, it's from grandma and how you were raised, because her mother raised me. And I said, I understand and I forgive you. But I never had any hatred. It was just the irritation of trying to create a bond with you, and I never could do that. And I didn't go any further. I wanted to say more, but I just left it at that because it was really more I wanted to say to my mother. I don't understand my mother. Like, I know she's been abused because I haven't been abused. And, you know, her mother raised me. But I think she's just always on survival mode. She just, like, uses you. She never wants to build anything.
But she's evil. Why don't you understand that?
And every time... I didn't want to say she was evil because I'm thinking, you know, it took me a hard time because I was raised by my grandmother. I'm trying not to be my grandmother or my mother. So I've been working a long time with a lot of bumps and bruises. But I just have a hard time saying that.
Why? Why do you have a hard time recognizing that there's evil in her as it is in you, and it came from her to you? How will you be free if you don't admit that there's evil in you?
No. Oh, yes. I do admit that. It is evil in me.
But why don't you admit that it's evil in your mother, and she can't help herself in the same way you can't help yourself?
I do. I admit that.
Admit what?
I admit that. I admit that she is evil, but I have a hard time because I'm evil. And it's just, I feel bad because I'm keeping myself away from her because it's so hard to have the relationship with her. So I feel like, okay, I apologize. Now, do I start talking to her again? You know, building it? Because as soon as I said it,
Don't talk to her out of any sense of obligation. You're only... A responsibility is to not hate her. And when you don't have anger, you have love. When you're not angry, because you're not understanding. When you love, you and God are one, and you just go now and live your life. Wish her well, but you don't have to hang out with her. You don't have to call her. Just don't resent her. Don't be angry.
Okay, and then, Jesse, I also had another question. I agree with that, and I do feel good about that, and I do feel like I'm on that path.
Yeah.
I just needed to let go of being feeling guilty for not speaking with her.
And who
feels guilty?
I do
love her, Jesse, and I'm not mad at her at all. I just feel, but you know what? I'm going off of how she feels about me not speaking to her, and I want her to know I love you. I can't do it because you use me. You're not trying to build a relationship with me. Every time I get anxiety when I'm with you. And I just can't deal with that. And I got 5 of my own, even though 3 of them are gone. I got 2 left. One is graduating, and the other one's starting high school. The last one, the baby boy. But and I also told them that I've been having problems with relationships. I have 3 dads for 5 of my children. I had the first dad is from college. That's my firstborn. He's 26. He'll be 26 in December. My secondborn is from my elementary on up to college, you know, high school sweetheart. And the third one is I was married to him, and I have 3 by him. And currently he's taking me to a court for custody for the last one, because the firstborn of ours is in the Navy, and the second one, like I said, is getting ready to graduate from engineering school, and I have this last one.
So how old is the last one?
He's getting ready to be 14, the 24th of this month.
So why is he taking you to court? Why don't you just tell him to come and get him? You can have him.
No, Jesse, he can. I don't speak with him.
So why are you going to court then, if he can have him?
Yeah, he's taking me to court because I think, Jesse, I don't know. I'm assuming he's always claimed the kids on taxes. He's always done that.
Right.
And so I, we're not together anymore. We're separated. He's currently married. And I've always asked him, can I get a little bit, at least $3,000 from it? $1,000 for each of the kids that we have together. When you get it, that's all I need. You don't even have to think about me. Put it towards the kids. You can even make an account or something. But every time, can we split it? And he wouldn't respond to me anything. And it would always cause me trouble. So I just let it go. And I don't speak to him anymore because I can't communicate with him.
But do
and
you
I'm
have
listening
a,
to what you say about,
do you have
women
a problem with him taking the son? And
no, no, Jesse.
So why
not,
don't
well, you know what? I'm lying, Jesse.
What?
What happened is
you
it was
you're lying?
Yes, I'm lying. I'm lying about because we were together for 15 years. And he was very abusive. I don't want to point any fingers. I've had listening to you, Jesse, you do say women are evil. But I feel like the way I responded to was evil, his abuse. And I think I stayed because I was, the foundation I grew up in was narcissism. I don't want to know about my father because he's passed. And I just hear stories I don't know for myself because I left Alabama when I was 6 from the foster home to my grandmother's home. So I don't know. So I forgave my father.
Let me ask you this. When you say he was abusive, give me an example of abuse.
Oh, boy. When I was pregnant with the second child, which is graduating this month, I don't want to use the word beat. He put his hands on me for Christmas when I was just 2 months pregnant with her over an altercation that we had at his sister-in-law's house. And
What did you do to bring that on?
Nothing, Jesse. It's like
you're just sitting there
doing nothing.
Sitting there, there doing nothing, just nothing. And
No, it was she never cared for me. It was a whole mix up with the Christmas thing where it's supposed to be at my house. And then she said, oh, no, it's supposed to be at her house. So I grabbed all the food that I cooked and canceled my Christmas thing, went over there to her house. But I've never had a problem with her. She's always had a problem with me. And I don't understand why I've never had any issues with her, arguments or anything. It's just that she would always pick and just raise situations within her family, well, his family. And that, I don't know, it just all exploded. I came over there, and everybody that came over, she just kept repeating how I was disrespectful, and I was trying to have everything in my house.
Well, let me
and
do
I never,
this
I never of, responded.
I know, but let me tell you this, because of time, is
yes,
that the life that you have is the life that you want. The misery that you have is the misery that you want. And if you want a better life, a real life instead of the fake life, you got to drop all your anger, stop arguing, and just live your life.
Anger and everything, and I said I'm going to court. I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to do what they do because I don't understand. I told the judge for the preacher. I don't know. I guess that's what it's called. I said I don't understand why we're here. I don't have any problem. I do not speak with him.
Selena,
but
hold on a minute. Can you hold?
Okay.
All right.
Yes.
And then I want you to get to the questions you have for me. All right. 888-775-3773. The hate news is coming right now. Not the fake news, but the hate news. And I'll be back in a moment to your phone calls and your super chats. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. Love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.
There is some serious mess going on in this here world. Am I right? Or am I right? This is the end of hour one of Female Monday, the 18th of May, AD 2026. And four crew members, according to Ground News, ejected safely after two Navy jets crashed. I'm doing like almost a head-on collision, but that's not what it was. Not what it was, I guess. During an air show in Idaho. Southeast of Boise, something like that, 50 miles southeast of Boise. On Sunday, two F-18 Growlers crashed during the Fighter Skies Air Show at Mountain Home Air Force Base in Idaho, prompting an immediate lockdown of the facility, marking the first Gunfighter Skies Air Show in 8 years. The event returned following a 2018 accident that you may remember this, maybe. That killed a hang glider pilot. I'm not sure if that made national news. I don't know why it wouldn't. Seems like it might have. Initial reports indicate the jets collided mid-air roughly 2 miles from the base, with witnesses observing four parachutes deploying successfully as smoke rose from the ground. Because those jets went down pretty quickly. Initial reports indicate jets collided mid-air roughly 2 miles from the base, like I said. Announcements at the base confirmed all pilots and crew members parachuted safely and are accounted for. Emergency crews, including a helicopter, responded to the scene as an investigation began. The Mountain Home Police canceled the remainder of the Fighter Skies Air Show and urged the public to avoid the base while responders continue their work. I was scrolling on Instagram and I saw somebody sharing the thing where they had we're about to crash. I'm like, oh no, I don't want to see it. Because I thought, after I saw the headlines about them crashing, I assumed that they had died in the crash, but no, they did not. Whew. Anyway, Senator Bill Cassidy, a Republican, an anti-Trump rhino, perhaps, I don't know, he loses the GOP primary. He got primaried in Louisiana as the Trump-backed Letlo Fleming makes the runoff. We shall see what happens. I'm not sure what this Letlo Fleming guy. Oh, Letlo and Fleming. That's two different people. Okay. Letlo is the Trump-backed guy, and Fleming is the other one. They're going to. John Fleming is the state treasurer. Trump endorsed this, apparently, a woman. Hopefully, maybe. Not that I'm hoping that it's a woman, but Julia. Hopefully, that's a woman's name, right? Julia Letlo versus state treasurer John Fleming. Captured the top two spots, respectively, over in the Republican primary. Interesting. Crazy. In his concession speech, Bill Cassidy delivered a sharp critique of our greatest president's character while noting the state's newly altered partisan voting rules had caused widespread confusion among his supporters. Sounds like excuses for losing. And Trump is intensifying his effort to unseat Thomas Massie. Good luck with that. I don't know. He seems pretty popular, although he is acting a little kooky lately, being all for these women, survivors of Epstein. Trump is intensifying his effort to unseat Thomas Massie following Bill Cassidy's primary defeat. According to Ground News, he endorsed Navy SEAL Captain Trump did, Ed Gallrein, if I'm pronouncing it correctly, G-A-L-L-R-E-I-N, to challenge Representative Thomas Massie. And he endorsed this Navy SEAL on Sunday, calling for the Kentucky Congressman Massie to be, quote, thrown out of office, unquote, ahead of Tuesday's primary. Following his recent success ousting Senator Bill Cassidy out of Louisiana, Trump escalated his campaign to remake the Republican Party by targeting members who challenged and opposed his righteous agenda. And I put righteous there because it may not be. Massie claimed AIPAC, American Israel Political Action Committee, dumped $3 million into the race because they are panicked, panicked, by his polling, citing his bipartisan, which means evil, work with Democrat Representative Ro Khanna to expose the Epstein files, which is not something good. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2.
Somewhere in the world today, men have got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what they've wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my brand new biblical question for this week. Jesus said to deny yourself. What does that mean? Jesus said to deny yourself. What does that mean? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And you can, if you got to run around anywhere in the world, you can podcast the show but still listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And you don't have to miss a thing. And I don't want to miss a thing. I don't want to waste my time. 605-615-4131. And to donate to have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bon JLP Cash App. Bon JLP Cash App. It's Monday. And every Monday, and we take all calls, but every Monday is Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
You probably need a good black woman in the room.
My fatness doesn't devalue me.
Why?
How dare you?
I'm sorry, Mama.
I'm not afraid of her.
Oh, Lord.
I rest my case.
What a mess. Let me go back to Selena, a first-time caller out of Ohio. Selena.
Yes.
So you live in Cleveland, Ohio, and your mother live in Dayton, Ohio? Or you live in
Akron.
Dayton? Akron, Ohio.
Yeah.
How far is that?
It's 45 minutes. Ohio to where she is.
Yeah.
In Akron, Ohio.
Right.
It's a 45-minute ride.
And that's too far for you to drive to forgive her?
No.
Okay.
No, not at all.
Let me ask this. What's your question for me?
You answered it for me because I was, I think her name was Rachel, your caller before. And, a lot of things that you were saying as far as I have been doing, I have forgive. This is old stuff. I just wanted to know if I was right you know, if I'm doing things the right way, because all the fight and all that crap, that happened years ago. The kids are almost grown now, except for the last one. So I just wanted to know, am I doing things right? Because I don't have any anger for anyone.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, no, and I'm just trying to see how do I handle the court situation, because he can see the kids. And I, like I said, I'm just assuming he just did that because, like I said, I put a pin on a kid's social security number so he can't claim them anymore. So he went to court thinking that he would be able to, once he got rights to his son, he would be able to be access to the pen. But the judge did tell him that nothing is going to change. All you're going to get is just rights to see your son.
So
and now, like I said, I told the judge I don't have any problem. I didn't tell the judge that. I just, because I don't want no drama. I just wanted to, I'm here because he, you know, I got a letter saying to be here. He can see his kids when he wants to. I have no idea why we're here, but I do not speak to him. I will say that, and that's all
do
I have
to say.
Do you resent
him?
No.
Oh, good.
I've never resented him. But you know what, Jesse, what you said when you said live your life and let stuff go?
Yes.
And the woman is a liar. I have always wanted, because of how I grew up, my foundation with abuse, I've always wanted to the family, the husband, you know,
do you obey your husband? Oh, you don't have a husband right now.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay. I did. But it was a mess. He would always.
What a mess.
Yeah, it was a mess. I stayed too long. I never did anything to hurt him or anything. If anything, insecurities. I stayed because of people. My grandmother told me I was embarrassed of the family, having the kids and not being married. So I married him for that, and I stayed. But no, I did everything. I was abused.
Okay.
And then
Calm down. What would happen if you stopped thinking about anything?
That's what I've been doing, trying the hardest to do, let go, Jesse. And that's the battle with me.
What would happen if you stopped thinking about anything?
Good stuff would happen.
So why don't you stop thinking and find out?
Okay.
That was a question.
That's all I needed to know. Let go.
Yeah.
Because of the wants, I've been holding on to what I want.
Why do you want for anything?
I don't anymore, Jesse. Now I'm content, and I mean, I know you say don't speak out loud and everything, and feelings and all that, and thoughts are evil, but I think about, like, I've been blessed. I've been blessed to not be angry, be vengeful, and endure everything that has happened. You know, I'm not saying I was perfect, Jesse. Now, you know, I didn't have my hiccups. you know, with what has happened with me and the ex-husband, of course. But I can take accountability, and all I've been trying to do is do the best, but I do have a problem with what
I
think that's
what
it is,
prayer?
Wanting.
Are you doing
yes,
the sign
I've been every day, okay. Every morning and night, and then I do other stuff too, but I talk to them all day because I don't have anyone except my kids.
You talk to
and
who
one
all
best
day?
Friend. Myself, so I guess it's talk. I was listening to you. I said, I guess I've been talking to the devil every day.
You have been. What are you doing talking to yourself all day? Who are you talking to? Who are you?
Thoughts, yeah.
Who are you?
Ooh, a child of God. No one. I don't know who I am, Jesse. I really don't. I don't know who I am. I'm just living, Jesse.
All right. Here's what I recommend, all right? That you get away from thinking. Even with this going to court thing, you have the information you need to carry to court with you, but have a way to see. Don't think about what's going to happen, what will or will not happen. Just have a way to see for that and stay out of your head about that, because when you're into those thoughts like that, you are one with the devil.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And when you went and forgave your mother, you did it right. It was done. But the devil's telling you, oh, it wasn't done right. You got to forgive her again. Don't believe it. All thoughts are all lies all the time. So just watch those thoughts, but let them pass so that the spirit of truth can lead you in life.
And Jesse, and then because I've also had this, I agree with that, and I'm going to do that.
You agree
with
what?
Let all thoughts go. So even let all thoughts go because they're evil, and just live and don't even have any thoughts about this court date.
Right.
I do agree with that, but I want to, so let go of the thoughts even I have about why he's doing it.
That's
like,
right.
Because you have that. You just came and picked your kids up.
I know, but listen,
your son came home from the Navy.
Hey,
I don't
understand. Hey, You
yeah,
going
oh, there
back,
I go, yep.
You going back into your thoughts.
Yep, I did.
Don't worry about what's going to happen. Have a wait and see, and you'll be fine. And it'll be okay. Whatever happens, you're going to be fine with it. But you got to have wait and see because you listen to the devil. Well, he just picked the kids up, and I told him that. Why he got to go to court? And I told him, stop it.
And I've never said this.
No,
I'm
saying stay away from
the thought. Oh, the thought. Okay.
Calm down.
Yeah, and a thought about him wanting, I don't even want to go through this. I just wanted him to just.
Stop it. You're going back into thoughts.
Okay, wow. Thoughts even just being who I want him to be as a father and all of that.
Yeah,
let it go.
You shouldn't want for anything.
So, Jesse,
that
as far
sense?
As that's yes, it does. But, Jesse, he doesn't speak to the kids or anything. And
That's fine.
I don't even speak to the kids about him as far as negative. I keep let them have their own relationship and was that right, Jesse, though? I mean, not forcing the kids to go. Well, it's just one of my daughters. She never wanted to go with him because, you know, she told me a couple of things that he did. But I never told her no or yes. I said, you know, that's your dad and it's your relationship.
But what's
so
more
you
important,
do what you. So is that wrong? I was wrong, too, to let her have that? Or should I force her on
him?
No,
you're not wrong, but you're wrong for resenting him in your heart. Because
okay.
It's in the heart. You may be allowing them to go see him or be with him whenever they want to, but you're resenting him in your heart, and that's not good for you.
Because he's not doing what I want him to do as a father.
Right. He's not
okay,
doing what
that's
you
resent.
Want him to
yeah.
do. He's not
yeah.
acting the way you want him to act. You're judging him playing God, and that's why you so think about all these things in your head, because your heart is not pure.
Okay.
So forgive him. Don't hold anything against him either.
Yes.
Because he can help himself. He came from a mother and a father who didn't
just like
him.
Me, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Right. Okay. And I was
go ahead. Make that statement. Then I have a question for you. Then I got to run. Go ahead.
Okay. And then I was thinking I'd get on myself, too, also, Jesse, about not being a good mother, because I also apologized to the children. I didn't know if I was supposed to do that.
Yes.
But, you know, for my, you know, response and everything in the situation with their father.
Yeah, children, I was wrong.
And I'm going to forgive him, too. Yes.
Yeah. Stop resenting. You'll be fine.
Okay.
Are you doing the silent prayer every morning, every night?
Yes.
No.
Yes. Yes, every morning, every night. But, Jesse, I do it while I'm in the shower in the morning or either right before I'm getting out of bed, I'll do a quick one, maybe about 10 minutes, and then I'll hop in the shower. And I'll do another one while I'm in the shower.
Well, here's what I want to encourage you to do is to, when you first wake up, go wash your face or look around the room, and then take 5, 10 to 15 minutes and just relax. And watch those thoughts trying to tell you what your day is going to be like and what you got to do and what happened yesterday. Just watch them and do nothing about it. And then during the day, if you get caught up in a thought, and you will, take a moment, just a moment, coming back, be aware of where you are and what you're doing, but have no relationship with thoughts at all.
Okay.
Just watch them, but have no, don't call them you. Or anything.
Okay.
And then whatever's happening to you and these men, forgive them, stop thinking about them so you can be free.
Well, currently I don't have anything going on and I haven't had anything. Just
I'm talking about with the children, fathers.
Oh, no, I don't talk to any of the fathers.
I mean, don't even be mad at them. Don't think about them. Even the one that you're dealing with now. Forgive him.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Don't hold any grudges against them at all. You show love
and I
by
have
not
done
resenting
that.
Him.
I don't resent him, Jesse. I don't.
Okay.
You apparently say I do because I wanted him to be what I wanted him to be.
Yeah.
But
it's
but
not
I think
about
I'm hoping
him, it's about you. All of your problems
it's about
are inside
me.
You, and he has nothing to do with it at all. No outside
just like what I
source.
Wanted from him, right, yeah.
No, hold on a minute, Cindy. no outside source has anything to do with the way you think and feel. It's happening on the inside of you, not outside of you. It's in your mind.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
What a mess. Selena.
Yes, Jesse.
Let me ask, and I want you to respond to this.
Uh-huh.
All self-concerns will keep you out of the kingdom. What do you say to that?
I agree, because Jesse, you saying that experience that I've had, as far as that's concerned, you're right. You're right. I've all self-concerns. I'm always stressed. Yeah. Yep.
Amazing. All self-concerns will keep you out of the kingdom of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so just calm down and just watch those thoughts. Don't think about tomorrow, yesterday. Have a way to see it. Just simply live your life.
Yes, thank you, Jesse. Thank you. I think I'm on the path, because I'm letting stuff go. I just hate that I haven't even talked about these things. I've been doing what you say, is just to repeat them when they already happened, so you can understand. But I don't talk about these things or even, you know, care anymore. I'm just wanting to know if I'm doing that right.
Yeah, you are.
But it's just like when you talk about it, when you talk about it, look how I was getting all into it. And I let that stuff go, because that happened so long ago, except for this court stuff.
But you're still holding it in your heart.
Holding it, yeah. Because now I'm just like, oh.
Yeah, drop the anger.
Another problem, because I've been doing so good. I haven't had any, you know, I'm just living life, and now, boom, court. Like, why, come on. I just want to be left alone. I don't bother you or nothing.
But see, now you're back into it again.
Yep, there I go.
You're going right back into the thoughts about it.
Hmm. Okay.
You don't understand yet that all thoughts are lies, and they keep pulling you in. Why you got to go to court? Just leave me alone. All I want to do is have life. Whatever. Have a way
and
to
just
see.
Go. And just go and just let it in.
See what happens.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Let me work on that. Yep.
Right. So when the thoughts come
and
up
be quiet and still when I have one. Just
yes.
And I guess, Jesse, so that's working on me then.
Yes. The problem with you is not with anyone else but you. Everybody else have their own problems, and no one is to blame but them for having their own problem. Mm-hmm. But they have them because they want them. And so let people live the way they want to. You just don't judge them, and you live your life, all right?
Yep.
Amazing.
Yep. Yes, Jesse, even if it is the kids, because it's the kids. Yep. I don't have any control over them either.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes. Thank you, Jesse.
All right. Let me hear from you again.
Definitely. Definitely.
Right. See, out of those thoughts, Selena.
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Yes, Jesse.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Selena, do you understand that all of your problems, those thought problems you're having are inside of you? And nobody
I do, Jesse. I agree.
Else
yes,
is to
I
blame
do.
But you, because you're listening to them.
Yep.
All right.
I do. Yep, I do. I agree totally.
Okay. Well, stay with it, and you will be fine, all right?
Yes, thank you.
All right, let me know how it goes.
I will. I'm calling back.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
888-77-JESSE. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
That someone who bought those 50 coffees on Friday that we read about the homeless black man ranting on the train aloud, and then she gave him her leftover Popeyes, and he's like, wow, thank you. See, there are mothers, and she was stunned. She said, you're so right. Forgive your mothers.
Yeah.
That was Only Love Matters, who says, make sure your name is with your coffee super chats on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk so you can be recognized and given credit for it. She said, gypped.
I don't understand.
Because on Friday we said someone did it, but it was meant to be Only Love Matters bought the coffee.
Oh, I see. But they didn't have Only Love Matter there?
Right.
Oh.
It was just listed as someone.
Oh, I got you.
If you don't put a name, it just puts someone.
Right. Thank you, Only Love Matter. I appreciate it.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Daniel from Texas, what is that division I am now seeing when dealing with people dispassionately? Is that what being in the world not of it feels like? I'm not connected at all to their emotional states. Why then does it make them so angry and wicked? I see it so clearly. Staying present is the best blessing I've ever come across. Blessed day, guys.
Amazing. Thank you. As you see and overcome the evil in yourself, you will see it in others, but don't judge them. They can't help it. They cannot see. And by you seeing it in them and in yourself, it causes you not to judge them. And now you understand what you've been dealing with all your life. Just don't judge them. They are blind and cannot see, as you were once blind and couldn't see. Amazing. Thank you.
Yaya from the D with five coffees. Hey, Jesse and crew, answer to last week's biblical question.
Do you get mad at your mother for the way she treated your father, something like that?
Yes, I did get angry with my mother for the way she treated my father, but it was after she told me she broke up our family. She made my dad look like the villain in their marriage. She used to cry and everything, which truly turned me and my sisters away from him. I now know when she's crying, she's lying. May her soul rest in peace, and I did forgive before she expired. Great relationship with my father now, 20 years. Have a great rest of y'all day, and I love you and the crew. She black, grinning, thanks, hearts.
Amazing. Thank you, and stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Amazing.
Lazaro, 3. That heifer, and he refers to a caller who called Friday, needs mental help. She resents her father due to her father not allowing her mother to be his god. She's as evil as her mother is. I wish her well. Her father might be homeless, but her and her mother are living in hell.
I don't remember the call, but okay. Thank you.
That was a woman who said her mother respected her father too much, something like that.
Okay.
Elise, 10 coffees. Have a blessed week, Jesse. What do you think about water baptism?
Have a blessed week, too. A water baptism is not necessary now. It's baptism is of the Spirit now, and the new covenant. It's about the Spirit. But if you want to do water, fine, but it's not necessary anymore. Because at that time, it wasn't baptism of the Spirit, it was of the water. But now that everything is spiritual and it has been done, is all completed, no more sacrifices need to be made. And right now, water baptism, if you want to do it, it's just an expression of what's just happening. The cleanliness of you from within. So it's not necessary, but if you want to do it, do it. Amazing.
Elise, with his 10 coffees, had said, in John 3:5, Jesus said, nobody would enter the kingdom if you're not born of water and spirit.
But now you're born of the Spirit, so it's not necessary.
Jack B., very generous, with American flag emojis, gasoline station, and a helicopter emoji on Cash App.
Amazing. Thank you.
Curtis M. on Cash App. Thanks, Jesse. Hope all is well.
Thank you, and thank you for your support, and all is well. It's amazing. Thank you.
Very generous. Marty, I hope you guys had a wonderful weekend. Love you all.
Thank you, Marty.
Mm-hmm.
It was an amazing weekend. As usual, it went by like 90 going north. Thank you.
AEGF, all self-concern will keep me out of the kingdom because it's all an illusion. It keeps me divided. The only thing that holds me back is an illusion.
Amazing. Thank you.
AEGF, 98. 77 Market on Rumble, praying Pepe with a halo.
Thank you. Amazing.
Homesteader Nick, thanks. Thank you, Jesse. Appreciate ya.
Thank you for your support and appreciate you back. Thank you.
The Joshua underscore James, amazing.
Amazing.
Pastor Chatelet, pill.net, 444 gold pills. Amazing church. Thanks, Unca, Jesse, and team, and chat.
Right on. Thank you, Pastor. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You haven't seen anything yet? Really? Wait until that mind is completely clear. Oh, Lord. It's going to be... You're going to shake, one of the callers says she shakes her head at how crazy things are. You're going to shake your head at the way you used to see things. It's amazing. Thank you.
on Buy Me a Coffee. Eric, 5, if you don't ask a woman where she's been, you don't love her. You fear her.
What does that mean?
How many times she's had S out of wedlock, I think.
Oh, they're based on a meeting yesterday?
Right.
The question about the meeting?
From church, yeah.
Do what you want, but I suggest that men and women do not ask where you've been and what you've been doing, because all you're going to do is judge them. And there's not one person on this planet who is not coming from somewhere dark. So I wouldn't ask, but if you want to ask, ask. I would recommend the women not tell men where they've been and men not tell women, because that was then. All you have is right now, and you're going to judge them based on the past, and they can never prove to you that that's not what's happening now, because you've already shown suspicions by judging and wanting to know somebody's business. But do what you want. I recommend you don't do it, but do what you want. Amazing. Thank you.
A follow-up few coffees from Eric, 5 specifically. No question is off limits. The question isn't what's important. The resistance to answer is what's in question.
What does that mean?
Say you ask a woman a probing question, where you been? And she's resistant to answer. Don't ask me that. Or
nowhere.
That type stuff.
No, if you ask her, she needs to tell you none of your business. And if she asks you, same thing, none of your business. All you have is right now. Again, you're setting yourself up for the devil to judge this person who may be overcoming and ready to have a real life. But do what you want. Amazing.
Bree K, 5 coffees. Good morning, Jesse, says Bree. Fellowship yesterday was amazing, as always. I'm very thankful to God for you and everything you do. Truly a gift to anyone who finds you. Thanks, hands and heart.
Stay with it, stay with it. And just stay with it. Stay with the prayer and stay watching. All right? I got to stop there, hey, for now.
We'll read the rest later, y'all.
Amazing. Thank you. Amazing. Let me go to Julia out of California. Julia, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Julia.
Happy Monday.
Thank you.
I had asked you a question. My granddaughter came to me asking me why my daughter lies. I didn't know. You told me because she's protecting herself. And she's protecting herself from all the lies that she told, and picked up, moved, and left everybody hanging. And whenever she does talk to anybody, it's lies, or she uses AI with messaging. And with texting, she relies on AI wholeheartedly. And when she told me that, I don't do AI and I don't do texting. But when nobody responds or whatever, I'll shoot them a text. Or if I know they're busy, I don't care if anybody gets back to me right now, or they can get back to me in a month. I don't care. But when it comes to you telling me to tell my granddaughter, I did tell her in the beginning. I said it's because I was an angry mother. And then she communicated back with me, and I communicated back with her, and I said it's because she's protecting herself. She's becoming a paramedic, and she's going to change the world because she has control over that. And I figured that out after you told me that she's protecting herself. And I told my granddaughter that years ago, like 8 years ago, I told her that my daughter said she has no empathy for anything anymore. And then my granddaughter replied, well, then why is she becoming a paramedic? And I said, I don't know. And then we hung up. She went off to go to a concert. We had discussed things, and it made her realize all this anger she had, and she started talking about her trauma I don't know about. But then it made me realize maybe I was protecting her. I told her, I said that maybe I was protecting
you. Hold for me, all right? Let me take a quick break. All right, hold on. 888-77-JESSE. A quick break, back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Welcome back, 888-77-JESSE. Quick announcement. This is the 250-year celebration of once was the greatest country in the world, America. And we are involved in that celebration. I want you to check out this ad, American Hope Coin. Hi, I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. 2026 marks 250 years of America. And they have put my face on this beautiful silver coin to commemorate this occasion. That's amazing. Call 800-411-2663. That's 800-411-2663. Bond. Grab yours now before they are gone. Amazing, huh? And they're going fast. And we only have 250 of them made because that's the celebration of this country. So go to jesseleepeterson.shop, jesseleepeterson.shop, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like these videos. I forgot to mention that. And check out all of our merch while you're at jesseleepeterson.shop. We have amazing t-shirts and mugs and books and Punchy's coffee. Good. Hats and all kinds of stuff. We're even setting up for the White History Month again in July. It's coming soon. White History Month, all type of T-shirts and everything, tote bags and everything. So check them out. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop. And I will sign the books. The books are amazing. Or go to jesseleepeterson.shop or rebuildingaman.com/store. Or you can call 800-411-BARN. All right? Amazing. So let me go quickly back to Julia out of California. So, Julie, your question for me is what?
How do I handle that I apologize to my daughter, I apologize to my granddaughter for being an angry mother, and things are becoming clear. Like you said, stay with a silent prayer, stay with it, and the thought. When I can't, when I don't know what to say, just, I don't know. I anticipate if my daughter's going to call me or not. I doubt it. But I won't text her and I won't call her. I left it open for her to call me. But as things are being revealed, I have to do what you say and stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Not, I didn't know it was gossiping when somebody was talking about their trauma or about that. How do I handle it?
Have you gone to your daughter and apologized to her for what you've done to her?
I apologize. I said that I said I'm sorry for being an angry mother, and I sent her the silent prayer.
So have you gone to her and told her that?
No.
Why
not? I can't. She's abusive. She's been trying to lock me up for years.
What do you mean lock you up?
She tells everybody I'm crazy.
Are you crazy?
And makes herself. Yeah, makes herself look good
crazy?
In front of everybody. Huh?
Are you crazy?
May seem, well, yeah.
Are you crazy?
Yes.
So then why are you mad at her for telling that she had a crazy mother? Why are you upset that she said that,
just,
knowing that you are crazy?
Yeah, I do. I admit it. I just
and
am.
So why are you upset at her about that, then?
I'm not upset at her.
But you
I
are.
Just, she causes a lot of trauma all the time, though.
But her trauma has nothing to do with yours. She can't call you. She can't cause trauma for you if you don't already have trauma.
Okay, so me not allowing her to come to my home or anything is what is correct?
You need to contact your daughter. If you guys are going to fight physically, you need to, I recommend you podcast face-to-face and just simply apologize to her for the way you've treated her growing up, when she was growing up. And then if she continues to be a liar, you have to stay away from her, but don't resent her because you can't trust a liar. But don't
no,
resent
I can't.
Her. I know, but
no.
You got
to. No, she tried to hit me.
Julia, you have this judgment on your daughter, and you don't see what you're doing.
Okay.
Okay, what?
I'm listening. I want you to tell me again.
Don't you see you have this? You're judging your daughter. You hate your daughter, and you're blaming her for the way you feel.
Okay, I didn't know.
You didn't know what?
I didn't know. This came up after my granddaughter's trauma.
How old is
started.
The granddaughter?
20.
But your granddaughter can take care of herself now. Tell your granddaughter, you know what? Your mother was traumatized by me when I was, you know, she hate me because of what I've done. And, I was wrong. Forgive your mother. Don't judge her. You don't have to hang out with her, but just don't judge her. And then you need to, I recommend you contact your daughter by FaceTime or something and be honest with your daughter. You know what, daughter? I understand now. I am crazy. I treated you like a crazy person because I'm so angry and I am wrong. I'm sorry.
Okay. It didn't come up until my granddaughter started.
Julia.
It was gossiping.
Julia.
And then I'm
Julia.
Just now trying to figure it out. Yes.
You need to apologize to your daughter. And hopefully by FaceTime so she can see you and you see her. And forget about all this other stuff you're talking about. It's a waste of time.
Okay. If my daughter calls me on the phone, should I answer it?
You should call her.
I left that open. I did.
You should call her to apologize. Are you able to FaceTime with her?
She won't.
Have you tried?
Yes. I called her. She didn't answer the phone. And then
are you on medication?
I called her. Well, I'm on pain medication because I have chronic pain. I went off a cliff. I died I went off a cliff 70 feet in the air when I was 17. I was DOA, and then I blamed God for letting me live. So I've had a hip replacement, a shoulder replacement. My neck's been fused. I was in a halo. I've been through a lot of trauma like that, body-wise.
Are you on antidepressant pills or anything?
No.
You on the tape, pain pill?
Yeah. Okay. One pain pill, maybe three times a day, if that.
Okay. Well, I recommend that you call your daughter if you can't FaceTime with her, and don't argue with your daughter about anything. Just simply, you see clearly that you were wrong, and that that spirit of evil in you traumatized your daughter, and now she's suffering the results of that. You should apologize to her. I was wrong, daughter, but don't make up any excuses. Well, you're a liar. You're this, blah, blah, blah. Whatever her response is, don't react to it because you're still reacting to the evil that you caused her to become. Your daughter can't help herself. She has the same spirit you have.
Right. My granddaughter does also. And that's just been brought up to me, too. And I told her, I'm sorry. And then I told my daughter that I'm sorry. I was angry. Your trauma is not my trauma. My trauma is not your trauma.
You told your daughter that?
Mm-hmm.
So you talked to her on the phone?
No, I texted her.
Why don't you call her and tell her?
Should I leave it in a message? Because she won't answer my call.
Oh, she won't even talk
she
to you
She only
at
wants
all?
To text. No, because she wants to use AI because she can't even think because she's
Julie,
so,
stop judging her. You still judging her.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know. Didn't know that was judging.
She uses AI because she can't think for herself. She can't talk. She can't. You're judging her.
Oh, okay. That's what she told me, though.
That's what you're doing. You're judging her, though.
Oh, I don't know anything about AI. I just know that it doesn't keep record. I just learned this from you. And
Julie, stop judging.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Okay, what?
Okay, I didn't know that's judging.
Yeah. It's all in your tone and everything.
Okay. I've been on the phone for, I've been patient. I've been on the phone for a while and listening to everybody else and trying to pay attention. And I've got a dentist appointment. It's just a lot.
What would happen? I want you to respond to this. All self-concern will keep me out of the kingdom. What do you say to that?
I say that I just heard that today and I didn't understand that. I thought that there's the thinking. I didn't know what that meant for me. It means the same thing it means for everybody, but I didn't know that.
And what does it mean to you?
It means that I haven't forgiven. I didn't know that I was judging, and it was affecting me like it is right now. And Satan's attacking me, and I'm trying to talk to you and be calm.
I want to encourage you to watch those thoughts because you're very judgmental of your daughter, and you pretend you love your granddaughter when you don't love your granddaughter because you don't love your daughter. And if you don't love all, you love none. And you have no love for your daughter at all.
Okay.
And that's why your daughter thinks you crazy. But if she think that, don't be mad at her for thinking that. She got her issues that she's got, if she want to overcome them, that was given to her by you. And she doesn't know, I don't know if she's working on herself or not, but she's not.
I don't.
But you don't know that. You haven't talked to her.
Yeah, I'm charging.
Uh-huh.
Sorry. I mean.
Not sorry, but.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say that. I was waiting for you to tell me.
But you need to watch yourself and forget about your daughter.
Okay.
And then tell your granddaughter the truth. Your mother's mad at me because of the way I treated her and I was wrong. I was evil. I traumatize your mama and tell her don't resent your mother and don't be negative about her mother at all. Just tell her to forgive her mother and so she doesn't feel like she got to hang around her or whatever. But you got to be honest with yourself.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't want to be around my daughter. I don't want to be around my granddaughter because they're not working on themselves. And then I didn't know that my granddaughter had the anger still. And she told me, oh, I forgave my mom. I told her that. But then I didn't know all these things that happened. And she told me over the phone.
I know, but don't be trying to change your granddaughter. You can't even change yourself.
Okay.
All right,
okay, so that makes total sense.
I recommend you forget about all that stuff and just work on you and see the hell in you so you could overcome it. And then the light of God will show you how to deal with everything else.
Yes, yes. Well, it does work. It does work. I can't take care of anybody else's spirituality.
You can't even take care of your own. You have to be aware of it and let God take care of it, all right?
Okay. I did tell my granddaughter I can't talk about her mom and that it's gossip.
Right.
And I told her the only way I could talk to her is if it's just not about her mom, not about trauma. Her trauma is her trauma. My trauma is my trauma.
Yes. Absolutely. All right. So just work on you. Wish your daughter well in your heart. And then because everything you're going through is in you. Your daughter has nothing to do with it. Nobody outside of you have. No situation has anything to do with it. It's in you, and you got to overcome you so you can be free.
Okay. And with her living with me, doing all this, the trauma has been hard to separate her trauma from my trauma. I took on her trauma when I couldn't protect her.
Who?
My daughter.
But you haven't taken on her trauma. You have your own trauma. You can't take on another person's trauma. That's in your mind.
Oh, okay.
I said, you thought that. You can't take on somebody else's trauma.
Okay. That makes sense. Okay. So, I can't text her, and I can't call her.
Why can't you text her?
I can't call her because she uses AI. I texted her for the last time and told her
to call me. Why can't she text her daughter if she has AI?
Well, no, because she'll respond with AI and not respond with her voice.
Well, what does that matter?
Because I don't know what AI is. I don't mess with it.
So when she responds with AI, you don't hear what the message is?
Yes, I do, but I wait.
Hold on, Julie. Let me ask the expert. What is Julie saying? Because I may be missing something. She's saying that if she texts her daughter going to respond with AI.
Uh-huh.
How is that preventing Julia from hearing the message?
It's not preventing her from hearing the message. The message may be more of a generic response than her daughter's true response.
And why does that matter to Julia?
I don't know if she's explained why that matters to her.
Why does that matter to you, Julie, how she responds?
Because I don't know what I don't know if it's her saying what she's saying or if it's just
why
making
does
her,
that matter
the intellect.
Why does that matter?
Intellect.
The most important thing you're saying to your daughter, I'm sorry, daughter, I was wrong for the way I treated you growing up. And why does it matter how her response is at all? No, I'm asking you. Why does that matter to you?
because I'm protecting myself because I live alone, and she...
But is she going to hit you with the AI or something? I don't understand.
There's no record of AI.
But Julie, why do you need a record? You are working on you. You are telling your daughter, I was wrong. I would like to talk to you on the phone, but if you don't want to, I understand. But I want you to know I was wrong.
Can I text her that?
Yes. If you can't talk to her on the phone, what are you saying? Hey,
no.
Oh, that's Nick. What are you saying, Nick?
No, I'm just, maybe it's just me, but it's just not clear exactly what she means by my daughter is using AI. Do you mean, how do you know she's using AI?
She hadn't gotten a phone in years, and she told me over the phone that she downloaded GT chat app, whatever. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is, but it's AI.
I understand that part. I don't either.
I know. I don't care.
Right.
She downloaded ChatGPT.
And she uses that. She says it helps because then she doesn't have to think. She doesn't have to.
So she just mentioned. She just mentioned that she uses AI a lot. And are you saying? Did you take that to mean that all her responses to you are run through AI, or did she tell you that explicitly?
Yes. Yes.
So that's just your opinion.
What?
So is that just your opinion that she's just running everything through AI? You don't really know that?
No, it's not my opinion. It's changed in the text because I can't. It's so fast that she can't, when she's working or lying to me and telling me she's working. I don't know.
See, Jesse, it's
not clear. It comes in so fast. There's no way somebody could type that fast.
You don't know Hake.
Really? Are you serious? Oh, my gosh.
No.
See, I don't care about AI.
I'm saying that I believe her if it's typing whole paragraphs that are, like, wordy. And
it is.
Gotcha. So you're saying that she's essentially ignoring you in that sense. Like, she's not even responding to you. She's just running your text through AI, giving it back to you as these huge paragraphs. And that's like more like, she's like basically ignoring you.
Yes.
Okay, because of time.
That's fine.
And let her do it the way she wants. Your mission is to overcome the evil in you. So forgive her. And if she responds with AI, fine. If she doesn't, fine. And once you forgive her by telling her you were wrong for the way you treated her growing up, then you move on with your life, but don't judge her.
Okay. When you use texting and AI, it's not her. You know, I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
You know?
Julie.
Okay.
It's about you. It's not about her.
Exactly.
All right.
Then my granddaughter popped in, so it's like, gosh.
Your granddaughter's right. So, about what? Hey.
No, I'm asking if the granddaughter is the one that uses AI.
Oh, does your granddaughter use AI?
No, my daughter does, and that's why my granddaughter told me that's why we don't text because it's not communication.
Okay. Sound like grandma. Tell your granddaughter don't resent her mother.
Okay, I did.
And don't you create a war against her mother with her.
No, that's why I told her we cannot talk about this anymore.
Yeah.
If you want to call me, that's fine.
Yeah.
We can't. It's gossip.
Absolutely.
I had to research all this from you.
Let me know how it goes, all right?
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. Stay with it. Don't give up.
Okay. Have a blessed day, everybody.
You too. One more hour to go. Back in a moment. Now, straight to your calls when I come back. Hate news, not the fake news.
I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like a thousand. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
All kinds of mess in this here old world. Am I right or am I right? The far left female run outlet, The Skim, is talking about family policy, so-called. The crucial fight for NICU leave. NICU, neonatal intensive care unit leave, where parents get to stay off of work and get paid not to work just because their kid is a mess. their little baby needs a lot of medical attention. What a mess. And they want it to be by law. Colorado and Illinois pushing it. Two of the worst states in the union. Am I right? Or am I right? This is the end of hour two already of the J.C. Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday. Everybody loves Mondays. And we all ought to love the females. Am I right? It is hate news, not fake news. And there is one line open. Hang tight, ladies and gents. Gents, welcome to call in, too, believe it or not, even during Female Monday. Just like ladies can call during Manhood Hour on Wednesday's third hour. Nice. And JLP, we'll be right back. We'll get to more of your super chats, all right, and calls and more great stories, I do believe. And then after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, The Hake Report, and then American Anchor Baby. Very nice. Podcast Church with Jesse Lee Peterson. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/church. It's up on YouTube, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and other places. Nice. Trump says that ISIS, their second in command, Abu Bilal al-Minuki, he was killed by U.S. and Nigerian forces. Shout out to Nigeria. Interesting, huh? I wonder, I heard that in Nigeria, is that where the Christians are getting killed? Is that by the government or is that by ISIS or what? And the Supreme Court, the so-called Supreme Court, rejected Virginia's bid to restore their congressional map that the voters, so-called, just barely narrowly tried to vote in. The state Supreme Court rejected it, and now apparently it looks like the U.S. Supreme Court rejected it as well. I guess so. Pretty nice. It would have given Democrats a chance to pick up four seats in the House of so-called Representatives. The Virginia State Supreme Court has struck it down, a constitutional amendment that voters narrowly passed, and finding the Democrat-controlled legislature improperly began the process of placing the amendment on the ballot after early voting had begun. The Supreme Court's order is the latest twist in the nation's mid-decade redistricting competition. And it's possible Democrats could use it in election year messaging about a partisan so-called Supreme Court mess. And Governor Jared Polis reduces Tina Peters' sentence. Somehow I recognize that Tina Peters name. And Jared Polis sounds like the guy from Colorado, right? I don't know if he's quite morally straight. Not sure. Says that she will be released June 1st. So just a matter of like a couple of weeks or less. She will have served 600 days or more in prison before her release. This former elections clerk convicted of attempting to subvert the 2020 presidential election. Huh. She's going to be released from prison. He commuted her sentence. She had a 9-year prison sentence reduced to 4.5 years. 600 days in prison would be, that's like less than 2 years, though. I don't get it. Governor Polis clarified that the commutation is not a pardon, okay, and noted ongoing focus on the case despite some Democrat opposition. Huh. Interesting. And other mess going on in the world. J.D. Vance says that blue state officials could face prison over alleged billion-dollar fraud cases. I'll believe it when I see it. J.D. Vance is the fraud czar in the Trump administration, as well as the so-called vice president. Very nice. A judge has declared a mistrial in Harvey Weinstein's rape retrial after the jury said that it is deadlocked. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour 3.
Somewhere in the world today, men have got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, brand new one for this week. Jesus said to deny yourself. What does that mean? Jesus said to deny yourself. Isn't that amazing? That is so deep. What does that mean? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around and you just got to go and do what you got to do, you can podcast the show and still listen to it as it is happening on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. Rainy days and Mondays always build me up. Hanging around, nothing to do but clown. Rainy days and Mondays always build me up. It is Monday, and every Monday, even though we take all calls, it is Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight my daddy, my brothers, my uncles.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
My cousins.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
I would too.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing, huh? The whole world is a stage, and everybody's playing a part. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Mimi out of Los Angeles. Mimi, you are on the air.
Hi, good morning again, Jesse.
Hey,
how are you,
Mimi, all is well.
Good. So I have a couple questions. I originally was going to kind of chime in or add some feedback to the woman that was calling about her ex-husband and the taxes and things like that. But I realized that, you know, as much as she's going through what she's going through, it's really important that I stay focused on myself. So I'm going to rein that back and go back to my own questions.
Amazing.
Because I'm trying to get to the 50th floor this year.
That's right.
I'm getting out the basement. So real quick, when I'm realizing that all of the traumatic experiences that I've experienced or that I've seen, there's one question that kept coming up or one statement that kept coming up in my mind, and it's, this should not be happening to me. And so my question is, with that statement, this should not be happening to me, isn't that a true statement?
Where's that statement coming from?
It's okay, so I would think that it was coming from me saying, I shouldn't be going through this, or this should not be happening to me.
And so where's that statement coming from?
From the mind, from the thought.
And what have you learned about the thoughts?
That they're all lies all the time. But let me ask you this, though.
Well, stay with me first with that first. That they're all lies all the time. Take a breath. Let me hear you just say it, and then take a breath before you go to the next thought.
Okay. That all thoughts are all lies all the time.
And what does that say to you?
That it's not the truth. Okay. Can I just say, though, that immediately after saying it, immediately, like when you told me to take that breath, immediately after saying it, something said, but it is the truth. It can't be a lie.
And where did that come from?
My thought.
And what we have said about all, what we know about all thoughts now.
So is the truth just subjective? Is the truth?
I don't know what suggesting means. Don't ask me. Don't ask me questions with big white words.
So, okay. Is the truth something that cannot, it's like, it cannot be changed? It is just the truth? Because if someone is hurting someone else, and I'm not even talking about me specifically,
right.
If somebody is hurting someone else, physically, emotionally, financially, if someone's being hurt, wouldn't you say that that should not be happening to them? Like, what would be the point of somebody being hurt physically, emotionally, financially? What would be the point
of that? Number one, you can only be hurt physically if you're not able to protect yourself from the attacker. There's no other way that you could be hurt. Zero.
So you can't be hurt financially or mentally?
No.
Well, okay, but that's not... So then what happens to all these people that... you know what? Forget everybody else. What happens to me when it feels as though somebody has done that, has hurt me either financially or mentally? That's not happening? It
No.
only was happening in my head?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a hard one, Jesse.
Why?
Because that's like saying, going to the bank and saying, hey, yes, I'd like to withdraw $100. And then I go and I leave the bank and I took the $100. And then I'm like, my bank is like, oh, you took $100. And I'm like, no, I didn't. I didn't take $100. And I'm like, yes, you did. You walked into the bank and you took the $100.
But how would that hurt you?
What I'm saying is, if some, not even financially, but if somebody said something to you over and over and over again, I guess if for whatever reason you don't leave, in that, those comments that are very degrading, if those comments start to kind of chip away at, you know, how you feel about yourself, that's something that didn't happen, or that's something that you let happen. I don't.
When you say degrading, degrading to whom?
This is where we go straight to the out of the basement. Oh, jeez, Jesse. That is it. It's that there wasn't anything happening to me.
And so, knowing that, how were they degrading you then?
But so, for someone that hasn't done the work, because I honestly, you know, I haven't. It's new to me, new enough. But before, you know, being on this journey, I grew up thinking it was me. You know, you're taught to have an identity, and you're taught to not only have that identity, but also to protect it.
But
you know, you have to protect
to.
It so that
all your life.
I agree.
Every human being is lied to. That's why they all of us suffer until those who want to overcome. But we all been lied to as to how to live. And that's
why because I think that's what a lot of my life has been, is trying to protect myself.
So why don't you stop knowing now that there is no self?
Because I think that there's either it's at times I forget that particular concept. I forget that truth. And so I just go on, you know, what is kind of like muscle memory, what has led up to now.
So why don't you stay present so you don't forget? The greatest sin is to forget to be present, because this is what happens when you walk away from the light.
Okay.
No, that was a question.
I'm working on it every single day.
Working on what?
Staying present and not forgetting. Continuing to see.
Yeah, stay present, and then there would be nothing to remember or go back to, because you would be present.
So, but Jesse, I think that there's something, there's a part, there is somewhat of a kind of a, not really a disconnect, but trying to really understand, because when you kind of reminded us that we have a teacher from within,
yeah,
and that there is in all things God calls us to get an understanding. I guess sometimes I don't know if it's my thoughts, but it's hard for me to understand that there is no self. Like, that concept some days are easier than others, because honestly, like the other day in fellowship, when you were like, you just turned to me, and it was like you were talking directly to the evil spirit within me, and you were like, when are you just going to stop thinking about yourself? Or this self. And I was like, oh, I felt like there was an immediate exorcism right in that question. But at the same time, it's something that I have to die daily to. And so some days are easier than others for whatever reason.
And what's your question about that?
What if you don't understand that concept that there is no self? Like, sometimes it's
why
hard to understand.
Why are you trying to understand it? The mind cannot understand the things of God. The thoughts and the mind, the imagination, thought, mind, has no relationship with God at all. It cannot understand. So why are you trying to understand it?
I think that because I was trying to understand it so that I wouldn't forget it. But you're saying you don't have to understand it to forget it, to not forget it. You just have to stay present.
As long as you're trying to understand it, you would never understand it. The devil controls the psychological, emotional mind of human beings. God controls the earth, but Satan controls the mind.
I see. Okay, that makes sense. So then I don't have to engage in that burden of trying to understand it.
What good is it doing you to try to understand it?
Again, I was only trying to understand it so I wouldn't forget it.
But
I'm just trying to, and maybe I need to stop thinking about it like this. Like, I'm just trying to make it easier, and maybe that thought is what I don't know. And that's probably one of that particular thought is one that kind of haunts me, if you will. It's constant. because anytime I'm going through something, I'm looking at it like I no longer look at that whole right and wrong. I've kind of dealt with that on this journey. But now another battle has come up, and that's the battle of easy and hard. So no longer am I thinking, is something right or wrong? But now I'm like, is this too hard, or is this, you know, I just need this to be easier.
And who is thinking that?
Not me.
So why are you going with that? You're listening to the voice of Satan. This is too hard. This is taking too long. I'm trying to understand. It's still the voice of the devil, and you're calling it your voice or your thoughts or your emotions.
Right. That's true. Okay. Can I ask another question?
Yes.
Real quick. So that assignment to kind of get rid of social media, that kind of like blew up in my face. So how would you suggest if I'm just like at the end of my day, for whatever reason, it's like I feel justified in just laying down and just scrolling through things. Is there a particular way, and it's bad. I mean, it's bad. And it didn't even really get really bad until after that assignment. And then it just, like, got worse, like, on another level.
Like, let it go of a drug.
It's like, it's really, really bad.
Right.
And so is that the same thing that you need to shock the devil with? Like, just turn it off?
What will happen if you... The moment the devil tell you, oh, get on social media, you need to catch up what's going on. What would happen if you didn't do it?
It would feel like all the blood would drain out of my body. It just feels like you have to, like, and it really, honestly, it'll be like, oh, it's just one thing. You know, I'll just look at something really fast. And there is a deep thrill to it.
Right.
You're not looking for somebody sitting there sewing, you know, making a cute little, you know, dress. You're looking for like the drama of everything.
So you're using the social media in the same way some people use drugs and alcohol and denial and gossiping and revenge and jealousy and strife and cocaine and fentanyl and everything. Sats.
It's
another drug that you're using to escape reality.
Mm-hmm.
You're not ready to live in reality yet.
I mean, look, I'm not hiding from the truth, Jesse. That's one thing I'm not going to do, though.
You can prove...
If that's the truth.
Yeah, so when the temptation... Resist the temptation. When the temptation comes to get on the social media, at least for then, that moment that it tempts you, let it pass. Don't go with it. And it's going to have a fit inside of you. And it's going to go crazy. But let it go crazy. You're not going crazy. It's going crazy because it needs you to do what it tells you to do. So it can stay alive inside of you.
Okay. And I don't mean to be speeding through things, but I do have one more question.
All right.
So you know how you say sometimes you have to catch the thought first?
Yes.
In particular to this situation. So with my job, there's two people that I have to interact with because I am their direct report.
Right.
And when I interact with them, there's an underlying fear because of they've been with the company longer. They've held the same position that I hold. Those different dynamics, right, exist. But when I start engaging with them, there's no thought to catch. It's kind of like underlying, like the way you put on your undergarments in the morning. You know, you're just like, You do it every day so you know routinely that you don't pay attention to the fact that you have them on. You know, you don't even sometimes remember what color they are. That's what you do. You put them on and then you go about your day because you put on your clothes after. I can't really get to the thoughts about what I feel about the fear or where this fear is coming from. So when I engage with them, I immediately start over talking. I immediately start trying to make them comfortable, and at the expense of really what my job is to do. My job is not to make them comfortable. My job is to get things done and to make sure that things are being done in the right way, in terms of there's a high level or a high standard of service that needs to be executed.
And so your question about that is what?
Where do I get to that thought that's telling me to do all this stuff?
So you put on underwear with a mortar without knowing what kind of underwear you put on? What the?
No, Jesse Lee Peterson, I'm not saying that.
You put on your underwear without looking at them first? What the?
No. Jesse, no, you're not getting the gist of what I was trying to say. Not literally, figuratively. Figuratively.
Oh.
Not literally.
Oh, okay.
No, what I'm saying is...
Well, I'm black and slow. All right, so...
No, I'm saying that you do it so routinely.
The only reason you don't catch that because you're still unconscious. You've gone into a thought because you didn't catch the thought, and now you have the fear, and you believe the fear is real because you believe the lie of the thoughts. The fear is not even real. It's like a shallow. It's an illusion.
Right, but the you've been thinking this thought for whatever reason. Like, let's just say, okay, so it's Saturday, right? But I've been thinking the thought since two Mondays ago. So on this Saturday, which is 2 weeks later, what if I don't remember what the thought is so that I can really, like, drop it?
Well, the moment you see the thought again, just let it go. You just missed it 2 weeks ago, but if it comes again, and it will for a while, just be aware of it. But have no relationship. Don't communicate with it at all.
I just don't know why I'm always being so fearful. Every time I say I'm going to stop doing that, when I engage with them, it happens.
Stop saying you're going to do it, then you're lying to yourself. Of yourself, you can do nothing. Of yourself, you know nothing. So don't lie to yourself. Well, next time I'm not going to become afraid. Next time I'm not. You're lying to yourself. You're not in control of anything.
Okay, so then that is my question. What would be the better thing to ask God to do?
Nothing.
So just do it? Just be afraid and keep over talking and making everyone comfortable?
No, catch yourself. Catch yourself when you start over talking. Catch yourself and stop.
And just stop.
Yeah. Shock the devil by stopping. Being aware so you can catch yourself so you can stop.
And then just don't worry about all the other stuff.
Right.
Okay. Yikes.
If you want to ask God for anything, ask him for more light.
Okay.
God, I want more. Give me more light. I want to see. Love the light and you'll be fine.
Okay. That was it. That's all I got.
Let me ask.
Okay.
And I want you to respond to this. All self-concern keep me out of the kingdom. What do you say to that?
It's the self that separates us from God. It's the self that gets in between. So, yeah, anything that has self in the beginning, the middle, or the end, anything that involves the self.
So why don't you stop being self-concerned?
Because I think I forget about, I'm going to cry, I forget about God. Sometimes I forget that this is not my journey or my battle to fight, and I'm always trying to fight it. And I forget that I have a fighter already, and he's God. And it's not like I'm trying to disappoint him or get in his way. I just forget that I have him. That I am his daughter, and that he loves me and he'll fight for me. Or not, like, whatever is required, he's already done it. He's got it. And I'm always trying to do something. It's exhausting, but it's sometimes I forget.
And when you say you
forget about God. And I don't mean to cry because I'm trying not to,
You don't mean to cry what?
Because I don't want to be lying. I think that's the truth for me.
When she crying? She's lying.
You never, ever, ever miss the opportunity to say Darn it.
When you say you're trying not to forget about God, what does that mean?
I find that I'm always doing what God should be doing for me. And so I want to, I catch myself going, oh, shoot, that's not my battle to fight. Oh, shoot, wait, am I playing God? Stop playing God. Like, sometimes I don't even know it. I think that, again,
well, cut that out.
Going back.
You just watch. Be the watch and leave all that conversation out. And then don't even think about God. Thinking about God is keeping you away from God. You're not supposed to be thinking about God or his son.
No, but I didn't even see, but that's the thing. Like, that's why you say sometimes, like, the devil will use anything. Because I think one time I was in fellowship and, you know, somebody said, or you said, you know, stop playing God. That thought or that statement made me start thinking, uh-oh, you better watch all the times you're trying to play God. You know what I mean? Like, it's like,
you're playing God
anything.
When you're into thinking. You think you're your own God, so you can think your way out of everything, not knowing that you and Satan are one, and you made him your God.
Right.
So you're not in control of anything, nothing. Never have been, never will be, ain't gonna be, can't be in control of anything.
Right. Okay, well, I mean,
so stop being, give up self-concern.
Okay. Ugh. Okay.
What does that mean, ugh?
I don't know. I don't know. Sure, we all know that, you know, some of this stuff is coming from Satan himself. So
all of it comes from Satan. All of it.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. You know, you are, you know, I can't only speak for myself, but we're taught to be masters of our universe and masters of our life and to take control. And this is different. This is like the exact opposite, Jesse Lee Peterson.
Because you've been lied to. We all been lied to. They tell you growing up, get on that battlefield and fight. Stand up for yourself. Defend yourself. Yeah. Fight. And you end up in a war that you never win. God said, don't fight. Lay your weapon down, and I'll fight your battle for you, said the truth. Your mother, your father, your friends, and everybody, your teachers tell you to fight. Stand up for yourself. Don't be embarrassed. Don't let them do. And you're fighting a losing battle. You're going to win when you give up your weapon and stop fighting. When you leave the battlefield.
Okay. Amazing.
Amazing.
Definitely. Thank you again, Jesse.
All right.
I'm going to stick with it, stick with it, stick with it.
Stay
and
with
I
it,
am
stay with
getting
it, stay
out the
it.
Basement.
That's right. You'll be there Thursday night at the Women's Forum?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Okay.
I'll see you then.
Okay. Well, have a wonderful day. Say hello to all the experts.
Okay. Absolutely.
Okay. Bye. Thank
now.
You, Jesse.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Cora out of Michigan. Cora, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Cora.
So I wanted to talk about a situation and just kind of get your advice. I'm going to keep it pretty light because that's what I'm trying to do lately. But basically, I now live with my husband, and we're going on a year of being married. And I did talk to him about this yesterday at dinner, so I do have his advice in the back of my head as well. But Basically, with like my parents, I told my mom that like I wanted space because
you wanted
I just
what?
Feel like
you totally want what
I wanted space.
Oh, space. Okay.
Yeah, and she, for some reason, that just doesn't like go through her mind at all. So she kind of like, oh, do you have to take a break?
You hear the music?
Yeah.
Amazing. Hold on.
Okay.
The stretch off is now available on pills.net.
Super chat.
Am I right? Why is Jane laughing? Amazing. I'll be right back.
I wish I would have found you earlier on in my life. Your recommendation to go and forgive your mother for resenting her, it's the hardest thing that I've ever done, but it was the easiest thing to help me overcome where I've been. My clarity changed overnight. Like, I began to see things different. Sure, you saved my spiritual life, because now I do have a peace. And it's a really weird feeling, because there is no feeling.
Right.
But that's
amazing.
How you gotta know that you're in the right place. Like you said, she couldn't help it. And when you start to look at her mom, or you look at her dad, or you look at that situation, you can see that life just being repeated inside of you. Yeah. And when you decide you want to be the person to step up and make a stand against it, it is going to feel weird, because it goes against what you're used to. But as soon as you do it, you look back and wish you did it sooner.
There are men and women waking up. I'm telling you, they want to wake up. If you want to come out of your sleep, you can. But if you don't want it, the spirit of truth will just leave you there. It's up to you. Okay, welcome back. 888-775-3773. The Hake Report coming up at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11. And I have a question for Hake. I hope I can get to it today about the Civil War. I heard him have a discussion on his show about the Civil War. It was interesting. So I want to ask him a question about that if I get a chance today. And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. Energy all over the place, taking names and kicking butts. The American Anchor Baby. And then if you need counseling, I do counseling. Individual, family, or in-house counseling by phone, Skype, or in-house, all right? Go to RebuilderTheMan.com, RebuilderTheMan.com, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to donate to the work we're doing here. To the nonprofit organization Bond. We've been rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man for 36 years now. And thanks to your help, it is amazing. And we're still upgrading the stuff we have here. So thank you for donating that. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop. RebuildingTheMan.com/donate. Rebuilding the man, no, that's wrong too. Go to jesseleepeterson.com/show. My bad, he black. jesseleepeterson.com/show. JLP Talk. JLPTalk.com. That's easy. JLPTalk.com. And if you want to mail it in, make the check or money order out to Bond and send it to Bond at P.O. Box 35090. LA, California, 90035. P.O. Box 35090. LA, California, 90035. Or scan the QR code to support Bond. Scan the QR code. to support, all right? Or call 800-411-BAR. Let me go quickly back to Corey. Corey, thanks for holding. Go ahead. Cora.
Okay.
Not Reed.
Yes.
Cora.
Yes. So basically, I said, hey, Mom, you know, I just want space, doing well independently. Want to keep it that way, basically. And I just said, I appreciate no check-ins and no, you know, calling and just wanted space. And she just basically then texted me and was like, hey, I just want to invite you to this, like, Church Brave event. And I was like, hey, I told you I wanted space. And then I realized, you know what, I'm just going to block her because I'm not going to play the, hey, I asked for space. I'm not going to do that. So I was like, I think this is just, you know, it's not clicking to her. For some reason, she just doesn't understand that. And so I just blocked her. And then my dad has been doing really well giving me space. I never told him I wanted space, and they are together. So I'm sure my mom has talked to him about it. But I haven't told my dad I wanted space, but I obviously want space from the both of them to just, like, flourish in my life and start doing things independently. And he texted me yesterday and was like, hey, it's my birthday. Like, I miss you. And I was just, I didn't say anything. And I am now at a point where I'm like, I don't know what I want to do. I feel like it's not anything against them. I literally just want to start my own life and do my own thing and live with my husband and just do my own thing. And I don't know if, like, I want to block him because he has respected my space, but, like, I also just don't really have the urge to have a relationship with either of them anymore. I'm just ready to, like, fly. And I don't know if that's something I should tell them. I don't know if that's a decision I should make now by blocking my dad, because my husband's like, well, Cora, like, you should block him if you don't want to talk to him. Like, you shouldn't just beat around the bush, but if you do, just leave the door open. And I'm like, I just don't know what to say to him, so I said nothing. But I do love my parents. I just think I just feel like we don't have that, like, connection anymore, if that makes sense.
And your question is what?
I think I just want advice on, like, because, like, I'm not listening to the devil on anything. I'm, like, feeling guilty or anything. I do love my dad a lot, and I, like, I'm glad they're doing well, but I just, it already, like, it's
and your
pretty,
question,
like,
is what?
I don't know. I think I'm just looking for advice on, like, maybe what you advise in this situation. If I'm having a wait-and-see attitude, like you say, but I just need advice on, like, how I should approach this with my dad, because he's the one unblocked, and I don't know what to do.
He's the one that is unblocked?
Yes.
Oh. And what did your husband tell you?
Well, he said, I have no right to tell you, like, what to do with your parents, but you know where I stand with them. They've crossed my boundaries long time ago.
So what did your husband tell you to do?
So he said, basically, if you want a relationship with them, then that's fine. And if you don't, then that's also fine. If you want to respond to them, that's fine. If you don't, it's fine. And I said, I agree with you, but my mom is blocked because she crossed my boundary when I said it. And then my dad is unblocked. So I just don't want that relationship anymore, because now that I'm married and starting my own life and family, I don't have the urge to, like, go hang out with them or talk or text or anything. It's nothing personal. I'm just moved on. Like,
and
I don't.
So what's your question for me?
Like, what do you think I should do in this situation I'm in?
What do you want to do?
I know what I don't want, which is, like,
no,
a relationship.
What do you want to do?
See, like, it's just hard because I don't really know. I don't want to block my dad forever, but I know the future doesn't
exist. What do you want to do?
I want to start my own life without them.
So why don't you do what you want to do?
Is it, okay. Because I don't want to exactly block him.
Why don't you do what you want to do?
Because I don't exactly. Yeah, you're right. Okay.
No, that was a question.
I think, okay, realistically, if I'm being completely honest, I don't know, but if I was to think I know, I would say it's because the thoughts say, well, you know, that's a pretty harsh approach, you know. But
why don't you do what you want to do?
I probably would say because there is an underlining thought in the back of my head, probably.
What have you heard it been said about thoughts? What do you see about thoughts for yourself?
That they're lies, and I like the way you
ask that. When
will
you stop listening to the lies?
I won't say now because I guess I am still listening to them, so I won't lie to myself.
When will you stop? Knowing that all thought, if you can see it for yourself, that all thoughts mm-hmm. are all lies all the time about anything, where will you stop listening to lies?
Today?
How about right now?
How about right now? Yeah, maybe that's a good choice. See, that's the thing is, I guess I don't know why I couldn't just simply make that decision. It's because I do know why
you just said you listen to the thoughts. That's why.
I know that love has nothing to do with blocking them and moving on. That's actually love is going on about my life and living and doing my life. That is love, and it has nothing to do with them.
Would happen if you just stopped listening to thoughts, Cora?
I know, because I feel like that
no,
is still
what would happen if you just stopped listening to thoughts?
I don't know.
Why don't you do it and find out?
Maybe that's a good choice.
Why don't you do it and find out?
Oh, I'll try.
Don't try. Do.
Do. So, but yeah, you do understand that, like, thoughts are, there's a constant narrative in my head that I have to be aware of.
That's like, why I tell you to stay present.
It's like, it's insane. It's actually, like, insane and crazy.
Of course.
And I'm so blessed to see it, but I'm like, wow, I had no clue that there was this other, like, thing constantly telling me what to do, how to do it, where to do it, what's right, what's wrong. I mean, it makes you have true compassion for other people. Like, it's helping me not judge others because, like, I don't know how. I'm being so honest. I don't know how people are just walking around living their lives, like,
they're not. They're walking around dead. They don't know it. Did you once say that if your parents walked into a room, you wouldn't even talk to them?
Yes. Well, that was a long. No, that's when I had thoughts that I just was like gonna like just completely not talk to them at all.
Yeah.
But that was when I still lived with them, and then they kicked me out. But it worked out because I got married. But. And you were like, you're not holy enough to be doing that. And I apologize to them for that. But the thoughts were telling me to, like, just completely ignore them. But anyway, now that we're here, I guess I should do what I want to do, which is live my life with my husband and block them.
So let me ask before we run.
Yeah.
So your father's birthday is when?
It was yesterday.
And so did you text him to say happy birthday?
No, I literally typed it out, and then I looked at my husband, and I said,
Did you want to text him?
I didn't, because I didn't know what I wanted in the exact moment. I just didn't know what to say.
And so, and now, what do you think? Should you have texted him or not?
No, because I don't think I had the clarity in the moment to
so
do so.
So now that you know that, why don't you just move on with your life? Stop thinking.
And block him and just do what I want to do.
Do what you want to do, Cora. Just don't be angry.
Right. Yeah. Well, no, absolutely. I'm not angry. I just want to.
Then why
start
can't
my own
you do what you want to do then if you're not angry?
Like I said, I think I was just listening to a thought say, yeah, that's pretty like hard. Well, actually, you know what too is the last time I blocked them, they took me off the insurance. So I'm like, I hope they don't do that again. But
you're married. You can get your own insurance, which is more important to you. Most important to you, insurance or your freedom?
Most definitely my freedom. That's
so then why are you concerned about the insurance then?
No, I'm not. I just, you know, they don't react well when they think.
Well, they have nothing to do with you though.
Yeah, that's true. I know. I'm just going to do what I think is best. I'm married now. I want to start my own life. I don't really want to communicate. There's nothing to ever talk about. And to be honest, the last conversation like I had with my dad was like 3 hours, and he was talking a lot about like my husband in sort of negative ways.
Why are you talking to him for 3 hours? That's too long to be talking to your father. Anyway.
I know. Well, we just got into like all this stuff. And, well, me and my dad have always talked deep with each other, but he kind of got into some stuff about my husband, and my husband literally came out and was listening and was like, he wasn't mad. He was just like, what the heck? He was like, why is he talking about me like that?
And then
I kind of realized.
Let me say real fast. What are you about to say?
I was just going to say, and then I kind of realized after that conversation, it's probably not best for me to be communicating with them if they're going to be like going in on my marriage and talking about it and stuff. No, I know.
Let me ask real fast. All self-concern will keep me out of the kingdom. What do you say to that?
I would say that I'd say this type of stuff right here that I'm literally talking about, just like contemplating what you know you want in your heart, or always thinking about yourself and always contemplating things about you, is always going to keep you out of the kingdom of heaven. If that's even what you're asking, I don't know. I get confused when you ask that question because it's like a statement more than a question. But we'll wait till Sunday.
Right.
We'll wait till Sunday.
All right. Stay out of your head. Don't be angry. And do what you want to do. Live your life.
Because Jesus came to divide the family.
Forget about that.
Okay. All right.
You're trying to convince yourself now. But
no, I'm just saying, though, that is the truth, though, ultimately.
Right, but you're still trying to convince yourself. Stay out of thought. Stay away from anger. You'll be fine. Do what you want to do.
Okay. Absolutely.
Let me know how it goes.
All righty. Bye-bye. All
right. Bye now. Let me go to North Carolina and talk to a first-time caller.
Yes, Ixa.
You are on the air. Yes. First-time caller.
Hi. Yes. Hi, Jesse. How are you?
All is well. Amazing.
Amazing. Oh, it's so awesome to be talking to you this morning on Monday, Female Day.
Rainy days and Mondays.
I'm so excited. I'm trying to get my heart to calm down and breathe. Can I answer the biblical question for today?
Jesus said to deny yourself. What does that mean?
Okay, since I've become a listener of yours for about, I say, 8 months, I can say that what he's trying to say is what you had on church this past weekend, where to that there is no you. Basically saying that, you have to put it in, believe that there is no you at all. Drop everything.
Amazing.
Okay.
Yes.
I am so excited talking to you. Ooh.
And I'll, put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you for responding to that biblical question.
Yes. And I will see you on Sunday. Well, not see you, but I will hear it on TV.
Yes.
On Sunday.
Absolutely.
Can I ask you one more thing?
Yes.
Since I've been like I said, this is my first time, and I've been so scared at the same time, but at the same time, I was like, you know what? Today's the day. I'm going to let go of that fear.
Yeah.
And just go talk to Jesse today.
Right on.
So I'm like, ooh, I'm overcoming this body. no, I want to tell you something. Like 8 months ago, I knew there was still something wrong with me, but I couldn't put the finger in it. Like, I could not figure it out.
Right.
But then I heard you talking about this anger.
Yes.
And I had it. Oh, my goodness, I had it. I still see it. I'm getting where I'm seeing it more and more. Like,
right on.
I'm seeing it, and I'm not doing nothing about it.
Yes.
And letting it pass through me. And let me tell you, it has changed. I'm seeing the world through a different eyes, and it's amazing. It's scary, but it's amazing.
Yes, it is amazing.
It is amazing. Church last Sunday was so good that I wanted to slap my mama.
The fellowship is always amazing. I love those fellowships.
I'm telling you, yeah. I cannot get enough. I'm like, you know, this is what church is supposed to be like.
Yes, absolutely.
Real church supposed to be like.
Absolutely. Did you go and forgive your mother?
Yes, I did. And I did not walk. I ran.
And how did she respond?
I ran.
How did she respond?
She responded okay.
Nice.
She wasn't, she knew. She knew something, but she wasn't upset or anything.
Right on.
But I can tell you that I got set free from that.
Yes. Absolutely. Salvation is about a return to the Father. All who are born of the mother must be born again of the Spirit of the Father.
Yes. And I saw that as soon as I could see my anger. God allowed me to see that anger inside of me.
Yes.
And woo, that was something. Now I've been struggling, but it's not bad. I mean, I can see it. I see the struggle, but Sunday's church was so good that God has really allowed me to see the not me.
Yes.
And that's amazing.
That is amazing. And if you stay with it, you haven't seen anything yet. And it is working.
Yes.
God is with you. Don't let the devil or any other human being
tell you
that it's not working. You stay with it, stay with it, and stay with it. This is your life.
That's right. And that is why I'm trying to live my life now.
That's right.
It is awesome. Thank you, Jesse. It was nice talking to you.
Let me ask.
Let me ask a
question.
Go ahead.
All self-concern will keep me out of the kingdom. What do you say to that?
I say to that, I was trying to think on that yesterday when you said it,
yeah.
And I said, that means that you have no worries, no thought, so you don't have to concern yourself with nothing. And you just stay present and live.
That's amazing.
Is that amazing?
That is amazing.
Yes. Yes.
What the?
That's what I think, too.
Right on.
It is, and you know what? Everybody calls me crazy. I don't care.
That's what the crazy people will do. Crazy people will call sane people crazy.
Yeah, I'm telling you, because I was in turmoil. I mean, I was in turmoil for all my life.
Yeah.
And I thought I was walking with God, and I was not. And yep. I was like, whoa, this is what I've been missing right here.
Right on.
And everybody's been calling me crazy, but I don't care. I just keep going.
That's right. Just wish them well, but don't get mad at them. Just wish them well and live your life.
Yes, and I have been noticing that, how you say it, keep it to yourself, because people do get that darkness sees that light, and it don't like it.
That's right.
At all.
Absolutely.
It does not like it at all. So I just keep going and let God keep cleaning all the darkness in me.
Right on.
So
amazing. I got to run because of time, but it was amazing to hear it from you. You stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. All right?
Me too. Yes. Thank you, Jesse.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Amazing. Bye now. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, chilling lean. Morning, Jesse.
Morning.
So much of your content every week, I often resort to listening double speed to save time. Is that okay? I ask. Ask.
Ask.
Because I recently heard someone say listening to a sped up recording is bad for your brain.
Is that true?
I don't know. Anchor Baby does it, so it must be fine.
How do you?
What do they say? What do you say?
I don't know, because I don't know what that means. How can you listen to something fast?
At double speed on YouTube, you can switch it to 1.5 or 2x speed.
Is that a bad thing, Anchor Baby?
And on podcasts,
I'm fine.
Too.
Huh? Look at me, I'm fine.
Anchor Baby does it. Must be all right.
I don't know. They'll let you miss something if you listen too fast.
Anchor Baby subjects his listeners to it. He's like, I'm going to train you guys to be able to listen at double speed.
Whenever I hear the truth, I want to hear it slowly, and so I can get every word. Amazing. I wouldn't recommend that, but it's up to you.
Indeed. Robert Five Coffees, I really enjoyed the Fallen State with Tommy. Thanks, guys.
That was an amazing conversation with Tommy last Friday. Check it out, thefallenstate.tv.
Tommy Robinson.
Yeah, Tommy Robinson, right.
Tithe on tips, says Kevin on Cash App, as usual.
Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate your support. Thank you.
Jim in Alaska, very generous. Have a great birthday week, Jesse.
Thank you, Jim. That was amazing. My birthday is Friday, I think.
Nice.
The 22nd. That's amazing. Right. Thank you.
Noble Johnny Cali, morning, Jesse. Have you ever interviewed so-and-so? It would be amazing for sure. Thank you for your
suggestion. Send it to producer@jesseleepeterson.com. Or if you want him on that person on the fallenstate.tv, send it to producer@thefallenstate.tv. The suggestion. Thank you.
Coconut meat, rock and roll.
Coconut meat. What the? Thank you.
We got to read the rest of these later. These coffees and YouTube supers and Rumble rants. Thank y'all.
Thank you all very much. I am out of time. The Hate Report coming now. And then the Anchor Baby. Stay with us. Stay with us. Stay with us. Thanks for your support. And bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bond, my nonprofit. and we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.